Blog Talk Radio.
Bags with unscented odor block technology help neutralize odors and stop the stinkies.
Stinky, 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 stinky.
With unscented odor block technology.
With Genesis Amaris Kemp. This show is being brought to you live from Lagos, Blog Talk Radio, in association with Looking Glass Entertainment. On air now, you can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Once again, being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And for those of you who do not know who I am, my name is Genesis Amaris Kemp. I am a motivational speaker, the author of Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace, a podcaster, and a radio host, along with other things, but let me not let you get bored. Tonight's theme is You Are Enough. Yes, you heard me. You are enough. Capital Y-O-U. are enough. And the topics under that umbrella are going to be uniquely you, be a change agent, and pop, it's your time. Come on, who wants to pop with me tonight? Because I want you to get ready, buckle up your seatbelt, hold on to your glass, and be prepared to cruise on up higher. Because we're going to new dimensions, and we're going to higher altitudes tonight. And I need you to tap in with me. Let's make this an interactive conversation, and I want to hear from you tonight. So if something I say resonates with you, holla at your girl. And you could do so by hitting 1 to join in the conversation. Because I can't talk to myself, y'all. Well, yeah, I can, and I'm not crazy. But I want to talk to you. I want to hear how you are embracing yourself, how you're walking into your purpose, you're fueling your passion, and you are being authentically you and being unapologetically you. Why? Because you are created to be a masterpiece. And the song that you just heard tonight as we came on was Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer. And it's so funny that that song came out about 13 years ago, but it's still relevant because we're all waiting for something to change. But while we're waiting, why don't we be the change that we want to see, right? Why do we need to wait for everything and everybody to line up in order for us to really catch the flowers blooming when we have the necessary tools? Because we have gifts, we have talents, we have our DNA that makes us unique. We have so many things that sets us apart from the next man or the next woman. So why aren't we tapping into it? And I want to challenge you to rise up to new heights, rise up to new dimensions, rise up. Let's say it together, rise. I am going to rise and be who I was destined to be. And you can't do that by sitting on the couch. You can't do that by having a pity party. You can't do that by not operating in your gifts and your talents. You cannot do that if you stay stuck. It's time for you to get unstuck. I need you to move your car from neutral into drive because you're trying to reach your destination, and you can't get there if your car is in neutral or parked. Come on now. Holla at your girl. For those of you just jumping on, I want to let you know that we are live from Lagos and on air now. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. It's being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. So now that we got that out of the way, in the song Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer, one thing that stood out to me is it says, we keep on waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system when we're standing at a distance. So you can't stand far off and be so removed from things, because if you are, then how do you expect to make the impact you want? Sometimes we are waiting for someone or something to cause us to take the leap, when in actuality, the parachute is already sufficient. The parachute is going to do what it's called to do and what it was designed to do, as long as it's not defective. We just need to jump. And I want to ask you, are you standing on that ledge and you're afraid to jump because you're asking, what about if the parachute doesn't open up? What about if I don't make it? What about this? What about that? And you have all these negative thoughts in your head. You have all this doubt. You have all this emotion circling around that's causing you to stay on the ledge. But before you know it, every and anybody is on to their next assignment. They're living out their dreams. They're running with a passion. They're walking into their purpose. But you're still over there on the ledge, afraid to jump because you don't think the parachute has you. and you're allowing your mind to play tricks on you. And I want to encourage you that sometimes the mind can be a battlefield because you're battling thoughts of good and bad, evil versus good. And you're battling those negative vibrations and those positive vibrations. And it has you moving in and out of limbo. You're teeter-tottering. It's like you're on the seesaw. One minute you're in, one minute you're out. One minute you're hot, one minute you're cold. And you just don't know which way to go. And you know, that's okay, because I've been there. I've been where you are. And there are some days where I still feel there. But you know what? I got to pull up and pop out, because if I keep allowing my mind to dictate where I'm going to go by listening to those negative thoughts and emotions, I'm not going to reach my full potential. So I have to pull myself back in order to move ahead, if that makes sense. And if you have any questions about things that I'm saying, make sure you dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. And I want to ask you, when you think about the song Waiting on the World to Change by John Mayer, what lyrics resonated with you? How did it make you feel? Did it want you to just get up and move and groove to the song? Did it want you to get up and shout and say, yes, exactly, I've been waiting on the world to change? But you know, newsflash, we can wait all we want and things may not come like we anticipated to come, because we're waiting when in actuality we already know what we need to do. And you can't just sit there and wait for things to be aligned, because it may not always work out the way you intended to do. And that's okay. That just means that there was something bigger and better out there for you. Now, what ways makes you uniquely you? Are you being unapologetically you? If not, why? Now ask yourself, who are you? And I'm going to say this to my producer. Who is Oladali? Who is Honeybee? Who is the man that is behind the scenes? Who are you? You know who you are, but the people may not. And the most important thing is that each one of us knows who we are, knows what our purpose is, knows what our calling is, and knows what our destiny assignment is. But there are so many people on this earth who do not know who they are, and they're trying to figure it out. But you don't want to waste all that time trying to figure it out and play it safe when you could just try something, allow yourself to mess up along the way and figure it out. And you know what the beauty of messing up is? The lessons that you learn. Because if you mess up and you repeat the same mistake, then that's insanity, because you're doing the same thing over and over and over and getting the same results. But if you mess up and you learn the lesson from the mess up and you learn what not to do and you move ahead, then you could see how everything is working out for your good. And no, you do not have to be perfect, but as long as you are trying and you are working hard at what you were destined to do, you're constantly learning. That means you're constantly growing, and you're not afraid to fail, because nothing beats a failure but a try, you know, then you are truly walking into something amazing, and the possibilities are going to be endless for you because you have been brave, bold, courageous, and you have stepped out of your shell, stepped out of your comfort zone, and you are doing it. Yes, you got this. And that's why I'm here, to not only inspire, motivate, educate, as well as have this be some contagious energy tonight where we can lean on one another as iron sharpens iron. We could create that friction that causes a fire so we could be legendary. We could be world changers, and we could walk into all the amazing possibilities that are out there, because nothing is impossible. The word impossible says, I'm possible in the word. So change your lens, get a new perspective, and look at things from a different vantage point. You know, like Nike says, just do it. And with that, we're going to cue up the next track with Honeybee.
Give him that ditty bop. Like, take that, take that, take that, take that. I'ma put in work. I'ma do that ASAP. Throw my faith in rap. But if they don't say that, huh? What I'ma turn down for? I feel like Shaq and 9-4. Breaking glass in that backbone. I like Kobe and Toronto, huh? Dropping 81. Yo, I dropped the 88. Ricky Bobby, shake and bake. Sleeping on it, should've stayed awake, huh? Everybody make mistakes like VJs. Try to say my name, it's Minio. Say it with me, Minio. Okay, great. Two fucks high, great stakes. Risk it all, I take the hate. It's the winning team, get the Gatorade. My guy good, but he's not safe, no.
They try to shut us down, and it ain't gonna slide. Only thing I'm there is God, and he on my side. That's the confidence of God, yeah, he got me. That's why I really feel like
you got stop me.
That's all you got. Whenever I fail, you've always been there to simply remind me you're blown it. You don't see when I'm growing. You don't see where I'm going. You only see in the moment. You know my mistakes. You never let go it. Don't cease to amaze me, and it drive me crazy, huh? Did you catch every detail that I miss in the songs I'm making, saying you will never write a verse like Kendrick, never be the rapper I got from Hendrix, tied to the lies, you will never be mentioned, why aim so high, won't survive the trenches, plus, you a Christian, Andy, they will never listen, Andy, plus, we a pigment, Andy, you don't got skill, you a gimmick, Andy, well, if I listen to you, and everything you put in my ear, I'll be living like, woulda, shoulda, coulda, I'll be paralyzed by fear, huh, ain't that the truth, if I quit, the only way I lose, I got two choices. When I do this, make moves or make excuses, huh? If you know who I'm talking about, then you got me. My biggest enemy is me, and even I can't stop me. They try to shut us down, and it ain't gon' slide. Only thing I fear is God, and he on my side. That's the confidence that God got me. That's why I really feel like
you can't stop me.
Caller one in the queue on Gems with Genesis and Mars Kemp. What's up, caller? Please state your name and tell me where you're calling from.
Jerry Petito, sweetheart. I'm calling from New Jersey. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up, Jerry? The Jersey girl, the Jersey jewel.
You are cracking me up. You even sing. You're adorable, man. Are you kidding me? I want to tell you, I want to share something with you that your topic's amazing. You know that. I feel the same way, right? Always jump. Take the leap. Never not do it. I've jumped out of a plane. Okay, you have no idea. I have never not done crazy things, and I don't regret any of it. But I interviewed a 9-year-old singer the other day, and she was, the energy was off the charts. But do you know what she said? She said, my mom taught me to never, how did she say it? She said, my mom taught me never give up an opportunity. 9 years old. Her energy was like yours is tonight. I'm not kidding you. I was cracking up laughing during this interview. And then she said to me on air, you're my new best bud, and it's Facebook official.
Wow, so, that is amazing.
Yeah, her energy is like yours. Listen, so I'm listening to you, picturing her, and she said never, ever give up an opportunity. If something is in your face to do it, never say no.
Oh, I love that, and that's amazing. And, Jerry, you interview some amazing people on your show. So, man, I would have loved to tap into that conversation. That is amazing. And thank you so much for always supporting me, always rolling, like, you know, the song says, rolling with the homies.
You cracked me up.
And bringing your fire. And I want to let the listeners know, for all of you who are listening, Jerry Petito is the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Jerry Petito, also known as the Jersey Jewel. And she has a show on this radio station as well as other radio stations. So if you don't know her, go look her up, Jerry Petito, and that's P-I-T-I-T-O. And she is also the Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever for 2021. Look at her knocking down barriers, knocking down boulders. Jerry came to play, y'all, but she also came to win. Hashtag who's winning?
So funny. You are cracking me up. I needed you tonight. I love you. You are amazing, and I know you know it.
Love you too, and I'm going to jump on over to caller two in the queue. You're on live on the air from Lagos with Genesis Amaris Kemp. And for those of you just tapping in, make sure you dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 so you could join the conversation too. Caller two. Caller 2, are you with us?
All right, caller 2, you're unmuted. Okay, got 5 seconds. All right, caller 3.
Uh-huh.
We're on live right now with Genesis Amaris Kemp and Gems.
Woo! Hey, caller 3, I need you to state your name and tell me where you're calling from. Okay, don't be shy. I don't bite. Make sure you unmute your phone whenever you come on so we can hear you. Because the world needs to hear your voice. There's power in illuminating that sweet voice of yours. Caller 3?
Wait, hello?
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you.
What's going on, Jim?
I'm doing well. Hey, who do I have the pleasure of talking to?
The gifted one, Thomas, calling from Shreveport, Louisiana, darling. I was waiting.
Hey, the gifted one all the way from the boot, just a state away.
How are you tonight? How are you?
I am doing well. How are you?
I'm great. I'm listening to the show, and I was like, I already know I got to call in. So I'm just going to wait on my cue to call in. Now that I'm in, ask me all your questions, and I'm going to try and answer your questions.
Okay. Are you ready? Get ready, get ready, get ready.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what makes you uniquely you?
Okay. Great question. You want to hear my answer? I'm the shit. I wake up every morning and tell myself I'm the shit. I walk out my door and put it on like I'm the shit because I know I'm the shit. And I have gotten to this place where confidence is everything. If you are not confident, you are not fully engulfed.
Okay. Let's remix it. Because instead of saying I'm the shit, why don't you say I'm a king, I'm a boss, say all that positive, because sometimes if somebody hears you say, I'm the shit, even though you already know you the shit and you walk it in it, like, I don't want you to have that negative connotation because you're cruising to higher altitudes. You are a king. You are a masterpiece. You're here for a purpose. And you are pulling up and popping out tonight, the gifted one. I want to ask you, what makes you a game changer?
Well, of course, we lost that line. Hope he gets a chance to call back. Bring on another caller, and we'll bring you back on right after that. Caller, you're online right now with Gems Mars Kemp. Gems.
Woo! Hey, caller. Thank you so much for calling in. I need you to state your name and tell me where you're calling from.
Genesis! It's Ashton Ray.
Hey, girl. Yes! Bring that fire energy because I need some fire tonight because we're cruising up to another altitude.
Okay, so check this out. I love your subject. But Genesis, I'm about to drop a jewel on you, and I love you. We cannot focus on saving the world, okay? I have tried. I get what you're saying. We love to help people. But sometimes our help can drain us, and it can cause us to lose focus on what we need to be doing. So I'm focusing on me. Fuck saving the world. If everybody want to save the world and be Batman and Superman, then that's a different story. But as for me, I'm done saving the world. But I do want to touch up on one thing, and me and my Abba was talking about it. I was going to wait, but I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. Is anybody seeing the movie Baby Boy? Have you seen it, Genesis?
Yes, with Tyrese Gibson,
okay.
Baby Boy.
Okay, so I want to touch up on what you said when people are, like, waiting on people to give them things. Something is really wrong with these men today and these generations. They want to be little Jodies. They think that these women out here are supposed to wait on them hand and foot and give them everything that they need and just bow down to them. What happened to the providers? What happened to the men that would love to go to work, sun up and sun down, to take care of their women? It's like we're doing the most, and it's like, you know, something got to give. Something got to change. So I just wanted to touch bases on that because that's a lot that doesn't get talked about. And instead of men and women, in that matter, doing what they need to do, we have a lot of people that are just sitting, and they're waiting for handouts. And it's like, what the hell are you waiting for? Get off your ass and go put in the work. It's so many opportunities out here, like you said. There's no reason why people should not be making any money. People shouldn't be moving towards independency because that is the era that we're living in now. We're living in the era where you got to be independent for yourself. So, no, I'm not saving the world. You have to save yourself. What are you doing for yourself?
Okay, let's expound on that, baby boy, because that is true. So one thing I said was, whenever I was in the dating game, but you know I'm married now, I had told my husband, my boyfriend, then he became my fiance, now he's my husband. And no lie, I was like, boy Shaq and men build homes. And that was at the third year anniversary because I believe, okay, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I just didn't want to play house anymore or whatnot. But I feel like certain women, they have to know what their boundaries are, and they have to set up those boundaries, and they have to have that self-worth and know that, okay, I'm a masterpiece, and I just can't sit around and expect for him, you know, to pop a question. I can't sit around and expect him for him to do all this stuff. But a woman has to see, too, what is she bringing to the relationship? Because if that man does not see her as the real deal, then he's not going to do all the things that he should be doing to provide for that woman, because he may just see her as just a play toy and not a woman that he could settle down with. And there's, and now back to the men, because, you know, there are men out here who are trying to play the field, first, second, third base and all of that, instead of just be a man and settle down and rock out with the woman that you have been blessed with. But they rather go over here and look for all these little women over here or people who they think can provide for them what they're woman cannot, and then so they're running around with these side pieces when they already have a main course over here with all the fixings. If they know how to pour into her, then she's going to pour out back into them. And so I feel like as a man, that man has to really grow up. And sometimes some men take a longer time to mature in comparison to women. And this is no shade against men, and this is not a man bashing segment. But I feel like we have to, it goes both ways. Men and women, we have to set these boundaries. But then these men also have to know that chivalry is not dead. If you were blessed with a good woman, then you need to do your all to make sure that woman feels secure in the relationship and make sure that woman feels like you could be the provider. You go to work, you come home, and you help her with certain things. Because you know what? Nowadays, there are so many women out here who are doing it all. We go to work, we come home, we take care of the house, we take care of the kids, and then some men want us to, you know, have sex with them on the regular. You know what? Us working women and women with careers, we are exhausted. We're wearing too many hats. And then you see why the relationship is unbalanced and it's lopsided. Are you vibing with this?
Yes, girl. Yes, and, girl. I hear you. We starting a whole church in here.
Yeah, and so then you have, you know, back to your analogy, a baby boy. You have him, Jody, why don't you take care of me, Jody? When you going to be a man, Jody? Jody, Jody. And you just whining and begging. Ain't no man trying to hear no nagging woman when he done work all day and come home. So if you are going to be whining and nagging and you don't have your stuff together, what makes you think that man is going to hold you down like your A1 from day one? Come on now.
I know that's right. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I kind of gotten wise on that because technically there's no such thing as cheating. A man is in his nature to mate, okay? So my thing is, if you're taking care of me, you providing, you doing what you got to do, I don't care about your outside business and your affairs. Because a man is entitled to do that, you know. I feel like if I can't please him in that way, but he's providing and taking care of me, then, yes, go out and have you some fun. You know, I'm taken care of. That's all I need to worry about. But I only look at it like that is because in today's time, this whole monogamous thing has people's minds messed up, especially black people, because back in the day, we did deal with polygamy. A lot of people don't want to believe that, but we dealt with polygamy back in the day, and we probably need to bring it back. I'm just saying.
Oh, girl, I disagree with that because I need my man for me and me and only me, and I don't need him sticking his, you know what, in other different holes, because if you want to do that, then you should never marry me because
exactly.
I am. What?
Let me ask you, though. How many women was he with you before you, though, girl? Think about that.
Yeah, I think about
He's
it,
never,
but, you know,
they're
I
never have... really fully ours.
Well, whenever he put that ring on it and we said our vows in front of the church and we said our vows to God, that's when we knew all the playing and the bullshit just stopped. And y'all excuse my French because normally I do not curse on air. That's not something I want to do on air and something I'm not trying to slip back into BC. And that's before Christ, y'all. I'm trying to move up on higher. That stuff, I just can't get with that one because I feel like if we open that, it's like open up Pandora's box, and it's like saying that we are okay for our men to be with us, provide for us, but then he has a side piece on the side. And so, like, we're approving that, and I feel like We don't need to approve that, because if that man is truly for us, that man would have eyes for us, would have a heart for us, and we will completely satisfy us. And if we aren't satisfying our man the way he wants to be satisfied, then there needs to be a conversation so we can learn and build upon the relationship. And so I'll say I'm a thank you, and we're going to pick this up offline because I'm going to have to skip on over to my track, girl. You know, I love you, and I love these conversations, and I really want to appreciate you for coming on and dropping your gems and your knowledge like you always do. And for you listeners, Aset Atunre is the O-N-E, Battle of the Network Stars, and she is also a host here on Looking Glass Entertainment. So thank you so much, Aset, for tuning in. And now Honeybee is going to take us to the next track. Come on, Honey Bee, drop that beat.
K-Classic.
Hold up.
Listen, the song is crazy. You know, I got an idea, though.
Make it a little crazy.
You can't stop this here, you can't stop this here. Work too hard, my God, I'ma play my card. I'ma leave your atmosphere, it's so toxic. And I hear your gossip, I'ma wear they plotting. But I got no option, and I can't be stopped, I'ma keep on walking. And my power, and my purpose, and that backbite is so worthless. And my faith on, and it's working. I'm one of one, and I'm certain that I won. The battle is over, we did it. I'm still, I'm deep, I'm deep. No limit, can't stop it, it's me and Corbin in the pocket. Got the plug and the socket.
They told you that you couldn't do it cause you're washed up. Them bad girls said you should get your soul up. But I got this plan and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can, and I'm gonna be the boss of it. Just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna ever stop. I still believe I'm something special. Can't take that from me. So you can say
was Unstoppable by Corin Hawthorne. And the reason why that beat needed to be dropped is because we are all unstoppable. We all have amazing things inside of us, whether they're gifts, their talents, their purpose, their passion, their goals, their whatever, I want you to know that you are completely unstoppable. You just have to shut out the negativity, kill the noise, and run. Don't look too far to the left or too far to the right at the next runners, because then you're going to be distracted. You have to look ahead and run your race, and run your race well. The point that you're trying to reach is the finish line. You can't reach the finish line if you're worrying about what's beside you, what's behind you. And if you think about it this way that the rearview mirror is made is done to be intentional. It's done that way on purpose, because the things that are in the distance and behind us are not as important as the things that are in front of us. And we can't go back and rewrite our past. We can't change our past. We can't do nothing about it. Yesterday is gone and today has arrived, so I need you to be unstoppable. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and take caller 4. But before I do, for those of you who are just tuning in to the conversation, make sure you dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Caller 4, who do I have the pleasure of speaking to?
All right. This is Jared to get the from Shreveport, Louisiana. I am back. I lost my connection, but I am back.
Welcome back, Jared, the gifted one. So let's pick up on this question. So what do you think about being a change agent, and would you call yourself a change agent?
Yes, I am a change agent. I was the first of my mother's children to get a college education. So that was definitely something that stood out amongst my family members, being a change agent. I consider myself a change agent because I want to see people who don't get the opportunities that we should have, that we should take those opportunities. I know you were saying that people are afraid to jump out of the plane because of the parachute. I don't want the parachute. I got faith that if I jump out this plane, that I'm going to land where I'm supposed to land. So even with or without this parachute, I'm going to make it. And being a change agent, as what I do here on ONE Dynasty, being the Lesbian and Gay Task Force Commissioner, my goal is to make change for people who don't have hope, who don't see someone like them standing up for them, speaking for them, being a voice for them. I want to be that voice for my generation, for what I do here at ONE. So answer your question like I've just done. I definitely just want to continue to see people just stand up, take your place, know who you are, and don't get so caught up in the labels that people are going to attach to you, but being able to be who you are and live your life truly and unconditionally free.
I love that, and thank you so much for standing up and being true to yourself and not letting anybody or anything stop you from where you are destined to go. And I like how you say you're using your faith and you're jumping out that plane with or without a parachute, because you have faith enough to believe that you are going to land at exactly where you are supposed to land. And Jared, the gifted one, I want to thank you so much for just calling back in. Once you got your connection right, you are determined tonight. So I need you to pop, and pop stands for prepared on purpose, because you have now just cruised to a higher altitude with me on this station, because we are on this station together and making legacy here at ONE Dynasty and Looking Glass Entertainment. So thank you so much, and I'm going to go ahead and jump on over to caller 5 in the queue.
Hi, peace and blessings, Jim.
Hey, Sister Bessie, how are you?
Hi, I'm loving your show. I love your bubbly attitude, and you sound like an old soul. I really love the things that you're saying. Do you have any questions you want to ask me?
I do. So whenever you think about my acronym, POP, prepared on purpose, it's your time. What makes you stand out, and how do you prepare on purpose? Because your purpose, Sister Bessie, is something totally different than your brothers, your sisters, your mother, your father, and those who are in and around you. And I need you to really talk to me about popping, because some people are just so full, and they're getting full and full, and it's almost like a water balloon, and they aren't ready to pop because they're afraid. But I need to let people know it's okay to pop, and you need to be prepared on purpose. Nothing that you have experienced in life is by accident.
Yes, well, for me, ever since I was young, I always asked questions, and I never understood why I asked questions so much. And as I got older, I realized I needed to know more. I needed to know about history. I needed to know about our government. I needed to know things that were told to us, but they were lies. And as I got older, I started investigating every time a question came in my mind. And that's what made me who I am. And I had difficulties with people not wanting me to be the person that I am today. But I now believe in myself, where I did not before, because a lot of times people think we are not worthy of certain things, and I was one of those people. So now I feel like I can pop, as you say.
Yes. I love that, Sister Bessie, and I love that you ask questions, because just like yourself, I ask a lot of questions, and there are some people who told me, you shouldn't ask an adult that question. You need to stay in a child's place. You need to do this. But questions are made to ask, and I tell people there are no stupid questions. And just because you ask a lot of questions means that you're inquisitive and you want to learn. There are people who may have want to ask the same question you asked, but they were afraid, or for the lack of better terms, I just say, they weren't ballsy enough, but I did it. And hey, I'm trying to YOLO, because you only live once. And if I can't live and be me and be unapologetically me, then I'm not living my life to the fullest. And I love how you stated that everything that you have endured gave you knowledge and wisdom, in a sense, because you were courageous enough to ask those questions, to educate yourself, and to gain some more insight. And that helped you unleash your greatness, would you say?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Well,
and
I think, yes, go ahead.
No. And I was going to say, and now you're walking into endless possibilities and truly living your life on purpose. And that's what it's about. We need to encourage more people to pop and let them know that they can't allow limitations, whether they are limiting beliefs, whether they are families, putting certain things on them, whether they're generational curses or whatever the case may be. We cannot allow limitations as a whole to keep us from popping.
Yes, exactly. Oh, sweetheart, I love you dearly. I do. Well, I guess I will have another adopted daughter.
Thank you. And like you said, I like that you said I'm an old soul, because at first I used to get so offended because I was like, I'm not old, I'm young. And I said, but you know what? I like the old soul because I could resonate with people who are older than me, or like I say, people who are seasoned, who've been around the block a few times and can give me some wisdom and insight, because some people in my age group, I can't tap in with them because I was like, I'm trying to cruise up higher to other altitudes, and you're still over here on this foolishness. I'm trying to secure the bag. I'm trying to lay a foundation. I'm trying to reach new levels, and I can't get there listening to this nonsense. I'm sorry. It's no disrespect to you. I'm not throwing shade or anything like that. But it's like when you know you want to get to somewhere higher, you got to know where to go to get to those new levels and how to reach those new dimensions. And you can't hang around people who aren't traveling on the same wavelength as you.
True, exactly. And you know, some people they judge you because they assume that you think you're better than them because you will not socialize with them. They don't want the same things that you do. So you do have to distance sometimes. You do. But I want to thank you. You are wonderful. I love everything about you. And I wanted to call in, support you, because I know you are you. But I'm telling you, you bringing it, and I love you dearly, okay?
Thank you so much, Sister Bessie. And before you go, I want you to tell the listeners, when is your next show?
My next show is on the 13th. And as you know, I'm the truther, and I bring as much truth as I can.
Whoop, whoop. And you heard Sister Bessie here live on the air, dropping gems. Make sure you tap in with her on August 13th for her next show. And for those of you tuning in and you want to be heard live on air, dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. And that was the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie. And now we're going to go on over to the next track. Honeybee, hit that beat.
Didn't get much rest today.
dances and make you want to get up and dance. That was the Philadelphia's own Russell Tompkins and the Stylistic, a dedication to me by Honey B, our producer, DJ Olasky, and he is so much more than just that. If you don't know who he is, you got to go look him up because he's a man on the mission, y'all. Anywho, before we jump on over to caller six, I want to let you all know if you want to get in on this conversation, make sure you dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment in association with Blog Talk Radio. Once again, you're on the air now with Gems with Genesis Amaris Kent, and we are live from Lagos. But before I do that, I want to encourage you all to make sure you get ready to cruise on up to a higher altitude because we're going higher, y'all. You can't stay at the level you're at now. So make sure you get pumped and you get energized because this show is all about bringing the energy and bringing that fire and dropping those beats. So caller six, you're on air now with Genesis Amaris Kent. I need you to tell me your name and what state you're calling in from.
Ms. Kent, I'm really enjoying your show. This is Tara Strength, and I'm calling in from Philadelphia. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well, Paris. Thank you so much for calling in all the way from Philadelphia and showing me some support and love.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a fantastic show. It appears to be a show about inspiration. And, you know, you're reminding all of us that we're more than what we think we are, right?
Exactly, yes. The theme for tonight's show is You Are Enough, and the topics are Be Uniquely You, Be a Change Agent, and POP! It's your time, and POP stands for Prepared on Purpose.
Okay, all right. So you were asking questions. Are you supposed to ask me a question or whatever?
Yes.
I heard. Okay, uh-oh, okay.
Are you ready? Okay. So when you think about your purpose, and this is personalized, what is your purpose? And are you living or existing, or you're in between?
Well, I think now, I think I'm in a place in my life where I'm living more than ever because I feel like I'm more in alignment with what my purpose is. And my purpose is to try to help people understand more about their eternal nature and what they're here to accomplish. So I'm kind of doing the same things that you're trying to do, just more from a spiritual perspective. And
okay,
so I feel right
that.
Now, I feel right now that I'm more in alignment now than I was, thanks to Brother Oladeli. I mean, I've been this person for years, but since I've been on this network, I've kind of blossomed more, and I'm wearing that jacket a lot more. I've noticed that change within myself. So just like you, I think I heard you say tonight that there are no accidents. This was certainly not an accident. It kind of got me off of the pot and to where my purpose even more so. So, yes, I think I am much more in alignment with that these days than I've ever been.
And I love that because it sounds like whenever you got into this network, that's whenever you truly pop, because you said you are blossoming and doing more than you ever done. And you are not existing, but you are living, and you're living out your purpose. And that's to help other people, but you're also aligning it with spiritual ties. So whenever you align your purpose with spiritual ties, in what sense does that make you a change agent, and how do you communicate that to the world, that you are here to help, but you're also here to change the trajectory and lay a foundation for future generations to come?
Well, you know, that's a very good question or comment, because one of the things that I can tell that I'm more in alignment is because of the impact I'm making on the immediate people that are around me. I feel a lot more, I feel more targeted or more fulfilling my purpose by the impact that I'm making on those that are around me immediately. I recently had a friend, a special person in my life, and she told me, she was like, Terrence, everyone around you is winning. And she didn't even say it as a compliment, but I really, really took it as a compliment because I know I have learned that that's how it works. You know, how are you impacting anyone who crosses your path or is in your life? I mean, that's where it starts and then radiates outward. So personally, I feel like I'm doing that more than ever in my life, where I'm making an impact on those immediately around me, and hopefully that will spread outward.
I love that, because since you're making an impact with everyone that is around you, you're allowing your light to shine and illuminate other people. And as your light is shining and it's illuminating other people, it's becoming contagious, and it's a transfer of that positive energy. And as you're transferring that positive energy and you're doing the will of who you serve, whether it's God or someone else, then you're allowing that spiritual being inside of you to not only work inside of you, but to also work outside of you. And you're creating a domino effect. And everyone, like the lady said, around you is winning. And when you said that, I was like, I got to tap in with Terrence on another level outside of this conversation, because I want to learn a little bit more about what you do and how you do it. And as we segue into the other topic, what makes you uniquely you, Terrence?
I think what makes me uniquely me is the things that I care about, because I think I tend to care about things that a lot of people may not care about, and I care about them to a high degree, and I'm able to share that enthusiasm with people that come in. And I mean, this seems to be the case. I mean, my friends have told me years ago that they were like, Terrence, you're able to be a cult leader. You're going to end up being a cult leader or something and carrying on. And my thing is, I just try to use my influence for good and not for evil. So I think it's about the things that I care about, because I'm always giving advice to my friends. I'm like, if you're picking a woman, a guy, or a girl to be in your life, I said, one of the first things you need to find out about them is what they care about. What are the markers? What matters to them? Because most of us, it appears like we don't know how to talk and find out who the person is that we're dealing with. What are they about? And what do they care about? Asking those questions will give you more insight into whom you're dealing with in terms of trying to evaluate somebody as a partner or a husband, a wife, or whatever. You can look at that and see what do they deem important. So these are the questions that I ask myself and throughout my life, you know, from studying and learning and experiencing, that I've come up with that has been pretty effective, and I've been able to share it, and it's been pretty effective for other people. So it's about what we care about. And I think focusing on learning what really matters and trying to care about it has really transformed me, and I could see myself evolving. So your topic is very interesting.
Thank you so much, and I want to thank you for just being vulnerable and just sharing yourself with not only me, but also the listeners that are tuning in tonight. And, that, you know, I heard it said by Javon Wooden, who was on my podcast a week or two ago, and he said vulnerability is a strength. And if we're not willing to be vulnerable with certain things, then we are not showing our strength. And we talked about how vulnerability could be a superpower. And I like that you shared all these incredible nuggets, and you said, what do they care about? And that's, and when you said that, it shows that you're not willing to sit at the surface level with somebody, but you want to go deep diving with that person and really get to know them for who they are, what they carry, and how you can build and grow with that individual. And that's where the substance is, because there's a lot of people who look at the outward, you know, and they're quick to make these assumptions and these judgments, but they're not willing to put in the work and go the extra mile.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. You're wise beyond your years, Ms. Kemp.
Thank you so much, Terrence. And I want to let you tell the listeners when your next show is so they could tune in.
Yes, my next show is tomorrow, actually. It's right after the... My next show is tomorrow at 9:05 on Facebook Live and at 9:30 on Blog Talk. I'm going to talk about the personal, the nature of personal reality by Seth.
Ooh.
I'm going to do excerpts from the Seth book tomorrow on beliefs. So my show is tomorrow. We're going to deep dive a little bit. It's going to get a little bit abstract, a little bit deep. But, hey, this is all we need. This is what we do, right?
Yes. Thank you so much, Terrence, for tuning in. Listeners, that was our 2020 Sonia Griffin, new host of the year, Terrence Strength. And before I jump into the next caller, for those of you who are just tuning in, let me reset the conversation. This is Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. We're being broadcast live from Lagos, Blog Talk Radio in association with Looking Glass Entertainment. And for you to get on the air with me, as well as the rest of the world, make sure you dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. The world needs to hear your voice, and so do I. I want to know, what type of gems are you dropping tonight? So let me bounce on over to caller, the next caller in the queue. You're on the air now with Genesis.
Wow. Hello, hello, hello. Hi, Genesis.
Hi. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Angela. I'm calling from Union City, Georgia tonight. I am really, like, I'm really sitting over here enjoying your show. Like, I'm sitting here like, who is this young lady? Like, I'm like, I looked in the mirror and I was like, wow. Lady, like, when I interviewed you for my podcast, I did not realize that we would be co-hosts on the same network. When I interviewed you and we conversated, I don't know if you remember the conversation.
I knew
that there was greatness, and I just knew that there was something special about you. I thank you for all that you are doing tonight, because the conversations that's coming forth, is needed on so many levels for so many people. And I thank you because you're giving individuals the opportunity to share. Brother O, I love you so much for providing this platform for us. I tell you, oh my God, I love you, Genesis. You are my daughter. I have adopted you. No. Sister Bessie can't have you. I got you. Sister Bessie, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. But no, you purpose. You know that's that. Oh my God, I just feel like when I hear you speak in the words that come out your mouth, I have to, like, oh, my God, this is me. And then I have to realize, no, I'm listening to Genesis. But you are a gift. You are a gift. And I thank you for stepping out on faith and trusting and believing in yourself. Because I tell people all the time, I believe in Genesis 2 and 7. And it says that he breathed the breath of life in us. And if he breathed the breath of life in us, that he breathed a part of him in us. So everything that we need or desire is already on the inside of us. You are definitely walking in your power. You are positioned to be an overcomer. You are willing to be that vessel to empower others through your resilience. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm
and
going.
Thank you so much. Wait, no, don't go yet, because I got to pour back into you, my sister. I want to thank you so much, Angela, for pouring into me and allowing me to be on your podcast when I just got started podcasting, when I came out with my book, Chocolate Drop in Corporate America, From the Pit to the Palace. It's been a year, a little over a year since we connected, and a lot has happened in that year. But I thank you for allowing me to share and hold space with you on your platform. And I also want to thank you because I don't know if it was you that connected me with Brother O to do the internship first of the radio show, then to become an on-air radio personality and a host with ONE Dynasty. But I tell people there's no accident in life. And I want to thank God for the divine interventions as well as the divine connections, because we wouldn't be where we are without God. And I want to thank you that you saw something in me that I didn't see in myself at the time, because I was so wrapped up into corporate America. I was working my corporate job. I was trying to be an author. I was trying to promote all this stuff. But you know what? You gave it to me straight out of the gate. And so did Brother O. When he came to me and he said, I was watching you online, I thought you were a fraud. You know, at first I was walking in the fence, but you know what? God tapped me and he's like, baby girl, you need to humble yourself. And I had to learn how to humble myself. And I took the feedback that you and Brother O gave me when I was going through my internship with the radio station, and I learned from that. And I tell people feedback is a gift. You take what applies to you and you build upon it. And what does not apply to you, put it in your back pocket until you can use it later on. And I see so much growth in myself, but I also see it's because the people that I'm connected with and I'm surrounded with that is causing me to rise up to higher altitudes and higher elevations. So I just want to thank you for just doing life with me, for being a big sister, for checking me, because, you know, it means a lot. And I'm here to give people their flowers while they could bloom, because there's not enough people out here who will say thank you to somebody that has poured into them. There's not enough people out here who would give somebody constructive criticism to cause that individual to grow and to personally develop in certain areas of their life without trying to be in a nasty negative competition. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here on this station with you to compliment you, because we are legendary and we are helping other people. It's not just about Genesis, y'all. When I'm on this radio station, it's not just about Angela Thomas Smith or Brother O. It's about the lives that we are going to impact and how we are using our voice to change the trajectory, to change the narrative, and to influence other people. Because just because we're here, you could be next. You're just waiting to take your rightful position, whether you come on air, whether you're on TV, whether you do something amazing. We all have gifts and talents out there. And I just really want to tell you, thank you so much, Angela, for pouring into me. And I can't wait till you come on my podcast. You know it's open to guests, and you already have a spot when you're ready to come on.
Wow. I thank you so much. I just, oh, my God, you are amazing. I love you, woman of God. Bless you, and thank you for this show.
Thank you. Have a good evening. And for you listeners who are tuning in, that was our ONE Commissioner, Angela Thomas-Smith. And next in the queue, we have the two-time Anna Waddell Award winner and International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Huni Bakatun.
Hey, wait a minute. I didn't know you were psychic,
yes,
too. Wow. What?
Hey,
you know, after listening to this show, you got me about ready to catch the ghost holy. But anyway, wow. Mm. Loving the show. Loving your talk.
Thank you so much, Brother Uni, and thank you for always tuning in and supporting me when I'm on air. And I want you to go through these questions with me, because I know who you are, but the world doesn't. So what makes you uniquely you?
Wow, right off the gate. Oh.
Yep, fresh out the gate.
Yes, I am. Oh, yeah. Unique because I am the only begotten son of a Bernacle prize fighter and a retired Vietnam veteran who loved to shoot those cannons. I'm the only one, and my father and he had multiple mates, but he only legally married my mother. My mother had two sons, my elder brother, but I am the only child of those two squirrels that came together, and I am their byproduct.
Okay. And I like that because that sets you apart in comparison to all the other people in the world. And there is only one Unibaka tune, and there is no time for carbon copies. So I thank you for being individually you. And now, whenever we talk about being a change agent is a person that could go on and create change, whether it's internal change or external change. And it's anyone who has skill and power to stimulate, facilitate, and coordinate the change efforts. And you do that behind the scenes and on air. So when you think of yourself, what parts of your life would you say operate in your change agent? Or
man,
do you want me to rephrase
questions.
That?
No. That was clear, very clear. And I appreciate the question. For me, it was on June 13th, 1985, when I was waking up shortly after 12:30 midnight. Wake up and take this message to the world. And that message is Bereshith, Genesis chapter 15, verse 13, verse 14. Because for over 421 years, the people that our scripture, be it the Torah or the Old Testament, right, speaks about, is your descendants, Abraham, will be taken into a land that's not theirs. Okay, that shall serve a tribe of people that's called the Amorites, right, for 400 years, right? They shall mistreat them, but afterwards they shall come out with great substance. So I was sent to do that, and I have been hated. I have been called everything that you can imagine, but, you know, now I laugh because it's been 36 years. So now Hollywood don't deny who and what we are. Our scriptures was always speaking about who and what we are, right? Even Joe Biden put into law acknowledging our 400-year bondage that can't be applied to anyone else but the so-called African-American. And the ones who I was sent to, like I say, regardless if they believe it or not, that's their issue and not mine, they refuse to accept that. It's because they have been stonewashed to believe that they are everything but. So they sent me here over 36 years ago to open up our minds so we can think again and send forth this reminder.
And I like that. And with you being here and you being obedient and knowing who you are and whose you are healing to the calling. You're walking out your destiny assignment, and not only are you educating people, but you're sharing various perspectives and looking at things from a different vantage point, because there are way too many people out here in this world that is tied up in bondage, whether it's mentally, physically, or emotionally. And like Mary's song say, you got to take the shackles off my feet so I can dance, so I can move. Because metaphorically speaking, there are people who are in shackles, whether they're on their hands, their feet, or if their mouth is brittle because they are afraid to speak. They're afraid to go against the grain. They're allowing fear to grip them to the point where it's conditioning them to be stuck and remain stagnant. I am so glad that you are tapping in and you're saying, no ham, no cheese, no turkey, let me go, because I can't be contained. I'm not meant to be in a box. And I tell people, stop living in a box. Stop playing safe. Stop doing everything because it's easy and it's comfortable. Whenever your time is meant for you to be in the box, that's whenever your eyes are shut and there's no more light and you're being called to the afterlife. You're going over yonder and you're transferring from the earth up into the heavenly realms or wherever you are meant to go. So live your life now and pop. be prepared on purpose and get outside of this limited thinking and rise up. And I'm so glad that you are not in a box, that no one can contain you, because that box is a coffin. And there may be somebody whose family is picking out a box for them, and you know what? Their dreams have died with them because they were afraid to step outside of their comfort zone. They were afraid to let that parachute be sufficient. They were afraid to open their mouth and speak up because of what society has said about them, about their culture, their nationality, their background, and et cetera. But you know what? I'm so grateful we live in U.S. and we have the freedom. Sorry, I'm getting choked up, y'all. And we have the freedom of speech because there is definitely power in our voice, and somebody needed to hear this tonight to unlock some destiny assignments, to break the bondage, to unleash the yoke, to rise up and be who they were called to be. There is no more time to play it safe. There is no more time to wear that life jacket when we know who we are. When you know who you are, you can't fall victim to who you aren't. And Huni Bakatun, I know you are a man on a mission. I want you to tell the listeners tonight when your next show is, and I want to thank you so much for being vulnerable and opening up to me and the world, because the world definitely needed to hear the words that came out of your voice tonight.
Absolutely amazing. I would just say that my show was on last Thursday, and it will be 30 evenings from last Thursday. Advertisements is definitely coming soon. I give thanks to the Almighty, our Heavenly Father, for you, for sending you into the world. And my last thing I want to say is people have been believing it, but now it's time to make use of it. Yes, I was freed over 36 years ago. But can you imagine, woman of God, that if the people that was in bondage, the word that you used for over 421 years and counting, and they was to accept the fact of what our scriptures have said about all of us, right? Then all of the stuff on police brutality, self-hatred, all the things will cease and settle. Love you.
Love you too. Thank you so much for tuning in. And y'all, that was our, once again, our International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Huni Bakatun. And now we're going to head on over to Ngozi time. Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, you know, you're so excited tonight, and I love it. This show really, really spanned the attitude of what prowess is in that radio. It's opinion, period. That's what ONE Dynasty's all been all about since 2013. You know, we have so many different shows that's, you know, archived for you to listen and enjoy. Early on in Blog Talk Radio, into Talk Show Radio, and back to Blog Talk. I am so proud tonight of this young lady, Genesis Amaris Kemp, Houston, Texas, who I always, you know, believe in, trust in. And she's proved herself not only as an outstanding intern, but now a host. And now I grant her a nickname. She is the Pearl. She is the Pearl of our network. That is the nickname now for Genesis. And Pearl, are you ready for what I'm about to tell you?
I am. Did I beat my goal? 10 million listeners tonight?
Well, no. But anyway, but congratulations. In spite of that, Genesis Amaris Kemp on your ONE syndicated station all-time connection record with your fourth all-time, third consecutive. Pearl, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Honey B, DJ Olasky, and all the other incredible names that you have.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Now, of course, tomorrow night on these ONE stations, we have a young man that has been outstanding to us, a grand champion, a man that has amassed over 30 all-time connection records. Actually, 34 and 33 in a row. He is the Comet. He is the great Terror Strength. Tomorrow night, Know Your Rights. Get busy. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on these ONE stations. And, of course, Double Nation is advertising the ONE with its Oladella and Ghosty Enterprises, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as in Ghosty Primetime on that, webnet.com. We're in Ghosty Time over Twitter and Instagram. Oladella and Ghosty at Pinterest and Google+. Oladella and Malibu and Ghosty at Facebook, as well as our business page, Gems, with Genesis and Morris Kemp, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions for a wonderful program tonight, olaydaylay.ingoesofmind@gmail.com. And I am the 2021 International Internet Radio Producer Nishrani, the 2019 Disc Jockey Nishrani, but most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi, saying good night and good luck. To all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio, that support us on a constant basis tonight. Man, I've been saying that for so long. Never tonight, huh? Because I'm great. And for the next 1 minute and 42 seconds left to go in the program, we give honor to the banner holder, Genesis and Morris Kemp. Let's end the show,
Thank
baby.
You so Thank you so much. For those of you who tuned in tonight, tonight's theme was You Are Enough. My topics were Be Uniquely You, Be a Change Agent, and POP, Because It's Your Time. POP stood for Prepared on Purpose. And the songs that you heard tonight were Andy Mineo, You Can't Stop Me, Corn Hawthorne, Unstoppable, and the first show, my all-time favorite, John Mayer, Waiting on the World to Change. If you haven't heard those songs, make sure you go back and listen to them and really listen to the lyrics. For those of you who are interested in being and getting connected with me, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at Genesis, like the Bible, G-E-N-E-S-I-S, Amaris, A-M-A-R-I-S, last name Kemp. And you could tune in to my podcast, Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp. And I do have a YouTube channel as well where I post all the videos of my guests that I interview on my show. I truly want to thank everyone who came on this show tonight and shared a little bit about who they are and what's vulnerable. And then I also want to shout out the Stylistics for their amazing music and all the incredible things that they're doing behind the scenes. And one thing I want to leave you with is you can't stand far off and be so removed from things, because if you are, then how do you expect to make the impact you want? Sometimes we are waiting for someone or something to cause us to take the leap, when in actuality, the parachute is already sufficient. We just need to jump. So I challenge you to get outside of your comfort zone, to know who you are, and be unapologetically you, because the world needs you and there can only be one you. Look for ways to embrace your individuality without worrying about who is going to co-sign you. Stop worrying about people to validate you when you already know that you were created to be a masterpiece. So tap into yourself. You take a risk on any and everything, but why not take a risk and a chance on yourself? Once again, my name is Genesis Amaris Kemp from Houston, Texas. You could connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. And if you're interested in being coached by me, reach out to me, because I do one-on-one coaching with clients, and I use my 15 years of experience in corporate America, and 12 of those years were in the oil and gas and energy sector. I am a motivational speaker, an author, a radio personality host, and some other things. But most importantly, I know who I am, and I'm created as a masterpiece, and we're trying to boss up and go on to higher altitudes. If I can do it, you can do it too. You are here for a reason. You're still breathing, and as long as you're still breathing, that means there's still purpose and destiny to be fulfilled.
Gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's